deal with dumpster fires.
Today the kids are doing like shtick. Kids do cool stuff. The boys in Shiva, they did like 10 markers, very cool.
From perm shtick?
They have dumb, so they have whole exhibits, like very cool. Now I'll show you.
And they did this in base measures?
No way they did it.
And what did they do by going active?
No idea. Beginning is nothing, it's just a bunch of, that's easy. Clear sounds. Think it
is. You know you can watch videos on faster speed?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you have the option to hit 1.52. Take clear sounds, so very key, but then you have probably.
Your son was happy, no?
Very good.
This place looks like a dump.
Dumb.
Okay, very good, very good.
Very good, you got standing there, it looks good.
The frog's in the oven. No, it's right there. Frogs in the bread.
So that is good. Keenan.
Oh, the tamales.
It's good.
And they put Reed Bites. Get it? All right.
Who is this? From school?
My son's yeshiva. They did a 10 markers exhibit. Cool for like a shtick. Very cool. They did a good job. See the people?
There.
Borrowed.
Thank you. Are in the Cali?
No.
Okay. Marcus Pirus, casket over there.
Thanks.
Very cute.
Very cute.
Very cute.
No pizza?
He didn't make an order. No order, no pizza.
Oh man.
No tickies, no washies.
No tickies, no washies.
We can still, the daff will sustain us.
That's it. I'm out.
That's what you're talking to.
I had some cheeseless pizza.
Why did they change the combination on the front door of your shoe?
My shoe?
Yeah.
What do you
have?
What do you have to do with this? What do you have to do with this?
Because I'm trying to get in there every Friday to go and drop off the papers, and I can't drop off the papers on Friday. What's that street called?
On Hermosa?
Which papers do you drop off? Don't tell me these.
Which ones?
Which ones do you drop off?
I drop off where my Miller's papers.
The Terrace of Victor's?
Yeah.
Why? What do you have with
Miller?
It's
Ghana.
Huh?
It's Ghana. 352.
It used to be. They changed it.
So then it's Shabbos, 324.
Okay. It's also public knowledge, bro.
it's on.
All the people that are...
Oh, and it's a big problem, by the way, because you can't get in there. I mean, it's like...
The back door is always open.
It's like four docks.
Walk around the whole thing. They changed it, put big signs in an emergency exit. Only don't use this.
Because we used to not have a rub, so that door was used, but now it sits there.
Oh, you got a rub now?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Mazel tov.
Yes.
Cool.
His name is written of Tully Katz.
From where? From who? From what?
He currently lives during the week on Prospect, off Prospect, in the Hawthorne Vines area. He's Reish Chabur of Erbil Afkowitz. He's part of the staff of Chaim Aruchim.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you guys, you finally got your act together.
Yeah.
Is Shmili back? Did Shmili come back?
No.
He's not coming back.
I don't know. He comes sometimes, whatever. He doesn't work for shtick. In 6 months, he'll show up.
Is your shul growing at all?
Yeah,
of course. As long as there's no room over there.
There's no room in our shul.
It is growing?
Yeah. Everybody's kids are getting older also. But at the same time, there's still a few houses left in the neighborhood.
There are nobody else moving in. Yeah.
We just had, in the last new members.
There are people still moving in. On Del Mar, there's people
very
still
few.
Houses.
Very
still
few.
Coming.
Very
there's
few.
There's not so many houses available anymore.
There's very few. It's going to be one a year. Right.
You remember going back over here where every week you had five announcements
right.
About people coming.
Right, over here, they're not going to have that.
Five people in the last year.
Okay, but that's it. You're not getting, in the next 5 years.
You'll probably get another 5 to 10 tops.
Right.
Yeah.
So
we're a 45 family shoe.
Right, it's a small shoe.
Compared, yes.
You have to realize, the kids are getting older, they're going away.
Right, we're not building, we're not putting up a Rebbe shul that's going
to... You don't need it. You just need to make an addition to your shul.
Right. Just I'm finding it very hard to just put, to do slab on grade 20 feet out of the back, along the whole back and fill it out because it's a weird shape.
Yeah.
Let's fill in the whole thing.
That's
the kitchen,
it.
Put a coat room.
Yeah.
And
that's it. You don't need to go crazy.
Thing.
You don't
right.
need to go crazy. There's no reason for it.
The final office is expanding.
And then...
Final office is full.
And
it's
then...
Full, it's over full.
And then we can get rid of what we have because it's a case.
Final is also not getting more members.
They're not getting
they
more
are.
Members.
No,
no,
they're not.
They're
there's no more houses. There's no more houses.
And on those blocks, those
there's no more houses.
There's still...
No more houses. There's no more houses, and they're not getting more members, and the kids are getting older and moving out.
So why,
but,
why are they looking to invest another 100,000 over there?
Because it's a yeshivish group. Yeshivish guys come with all the kids to shul, like 7, 8, 9, 10 kids, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So each guy needs a full table. That's what it is over there.
So you think just the existing members are filling
that's
out?
All. That's all.
They're
kids.
They're getting more people.
They're big families.
They're still getting more people. They're still getting more people.
And very few. Very few. I'm telling you, very few.
Because the backside of
there are like
Malibu.
Three houses in
the back.
I'm telling you, there's
Malibu.
Very few people
yeah,
come.
Side of Malibu, right? Not
so
side of
it's one. It's two
yeah.
a year. We're not talking about a lot of people.
It's all good. The whole back of Malibu.
Yeah, but you're not talking about a lot of people. I'm telling you.
On Artist Miller. Right?
Yeah, but it's expensive. It's expensive housing now. It's almost not worth it.
Very
it's
expensive to build also.
Yeah.
And to build. It's. I'm telling you.
How much is it going to come down?
I'm not enough. I know.
They're not getting a lot of people, but they also have big families. You realize yeshivas, you guys have big families.
Yeah.
So you have 9, 10 kids. 9, 10 kids, you know, eight, 6 of them are boys. They come.
Yeah. And they need a place to run around also.
Exactly. It's a different clientele. I'm saying, like, we're empty. We're empty here.
Also,
right.
They need a lot more space.
I think we'll
shower.
If you're over fat.
Because dominating
people
to
with guests, that's it. That's it.
Suckers, you can't move.
That's only because of guests. People, the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're emptying out now.
It's nobody's moving in. Come on, we don't get another. We
so
have.
You have nobody in this area.
I haven't got a new member in.
Who's still gonna come? Even when I'm gonna come back, God willing, you're not gonna announce me as a new member.
We haven't got. Hold on a second. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm calling from Nachas Zohar in Garish.
Could you send me a link? I'll be very happy to give. Thank you.
Texas number?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I said over tonight.
One random Bachman calling me also. It's the worst thing. I'm like, how do you get my number? My father gave me a list of contacts to call. I'm like, who's your father? He tells me the guy's name. I have no idea who the guy is. No idea.
I want to tell you something. I said over Misa today. I said over two stories. I spoke by Elvis Abano. I gave the story, grand finale, but I said over two stories. One, I'm not going to bore you. Basically, it's a... Okay, I'll tell you a story quickly. This is a very important, story. This girl grew up in Cholon. She didn't have a father. Divorced, though. Yosem, very poor, like anything. Fry girl, only her and her mother. She went to shop in Yerushalayim. Her mother went to, like, by Tachana, because there's stores over there. She went to go shopping. Her mother lost her. Fry guy found her. Saw she's a poor little girl. She found her with her mother. She saw her mother has no money. She said, I'm taking on my achrayas, take care of you and your daughter from now on. And he gave her a lot of cash. Go buy what you need. And he paid the tuition and paid the electric bill and the rent and by bas mitzvah and by a chasana. Paid for everything. She made a bris. They ended up becoming frum. In midterm, Cholom became frum. And this girl became frum. And he supported her throughout the whole thing. She got married to a frum guy, yeshiva guy. She supported the guy every month. First kid, he paid for the bris. When he came to the bris, they said, well, I want to give you a kibbutz. I mean, you're basically the kid's father. And he's a frat guy. He said, no, you don't know who I am. If you know who I am, you're not giving me a kibbutz. Don't give me a kibbutz. Fine. Second bris, the son-in-law, like, felt funny. Like, you guys want a kibbutz. Like, who is this guy? I don't really need the money anymore. Like, we appreciate what he did, but, like, if he doesn't want to, like, we don't know who he is. Like, it's weird. Like, so he decided not to invite him to the bris, second bris. He found out, he came, it's a chutzpah, and invited, he paid for it, like, how can you not invite me, whatever, fine. The mother-in-law said, listen, my son-in-law feels like he doesn't need the money anymore, and like, why should you take it, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, after that, the son-in-law starts saying, like, something's weird over here, we've got to find out who this guy is. Started going to the shops where he works, he has a store, started asking around. This guy calls him, says, I hear you asking around who I am. Hold on, Father. Hello, Gadvach, how are you? Good. Yeah. Why? Do a 1031 exchange. You could probably pay for this whole house. Hundred percent. No reason. Don't sign the mortgage for this. Crazy. 100%. No, it doesn't make any sense. Okay, no problem. Don't mind. So he said, why don't you come to my shop and we'll talk? So he went with his wife. Like, he didn't know what he's in for. This guy says he's not. He didn't know who I am. He said, hey, you asking about? Let me tell you who I am. 20 years ago, I got myself in hot water with dangerous people. And they were after me, after my life. It was over. My life was over. There's a Chacham Moshe, who hangs around over here, this area. I went to him. I said, what do I do? He said, Tzedakah Tatzal Mava is the first kid you see. The first person you see that needs money, you take on yourself a chrayas to support this kid for the rest of your life. You're taking care of him, top to bottom, everything. And I walk out of my shop, and who's there? One second. Hello.
Hi, Shalom, how are
you? Yeah.
Hi, brother. Listen, I know you're very, very, very active in so many different organizations and so many different places. My sister's bored and cat, but I get him out back. We can't do anything.
The what?
Gordon. Dobie Gordon?
Yeah.
It's amazing what we do for him. Once a year, we get Mamashkeh back on speed.
Yeah, so you have a link?
Yeah.
Send me a link. Send me a link, okay? Thank you.
Well, it makes such a difference.
Thank you so much.
You should be good, you should have everything you need.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, this guy says, and this is a story. So this young man says, you know, we're good already. So like, you notice we stopped taking money from you. Like, find another family. I understand, find another family. This young man says, I hope it's not too late. He says, for 20 years, I wasn't bothered by these people.
Right.
He said, I hope it's not too late. He says, I'm afraid it is. And he was, they killed him in the next few days.
They killed this guy.
The mafia's after him. They got him. So you don't know who's supporting who, you know? So I got up, I said, everybody's getting these phone calls. You know who's supporting us? And then I said, my friend Shoner, Dr. Shoner's son, is my friend, Eli Shoner. He lives in Villas. He has a son, 22. Last Friday at 2:30, his son was driving him from work. Single boy, nice boy, Yitzi. Got a headache, very bad. Pulls over to the gas station, all of a sudden he can't see. He couldn't even see his phone to call his father. So he figured, let me do Siri to his grandfather. Grandfather's the doctor, tell him what to do. His grandfather, Chap, he's obviously in the middle of a seizure and something's going on bad. So he told him, I need your location so I can get you to the hospital. And the phone went dead. Couldn't get a hold of him. He calls his son, Ellie. He says, Ellie, it's an emergency. You have to get him over here. Like, you don't chop. So, hello.
Hi, Gilbert. It's Achille back. How are you?
Good.
Fine, because my wife has a rare medical condition.
You call her. So, send me a link.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So he said, couldn't get all. So he says you got to get him to hospital ASAP. It could be bleeding in the brain. It's shalat pekuch nefesh. Called everybody. Cannot state troopers. They never know where he is. This is from 2:30. His father called him. Dr. Sean called his son Ellie to get hold of Yitzi. 3:00 gets a phone call. He sees a funny number. I figure, oh, it's the state trooper. They found him. Picks the phone. Hey, hello. He says, yeah, Ellie. How are you? I'm so happy you picked the phone call. This month with the kollel was short. $1,000. Is there anything we could do? He was about to hang up the phone. He's in the middle of emergency, like you can't imagine. He said the Abish is just sending him a schus so he can find the son.
He's walking
right into it. If I hang up the phone, I might lose this opportunity. He tells the guy, okay, here's my credit card. I'm in the middle of a medical emergency. I'm going to send you the credit card. I want you to charge it right now. So he charged $1,000. He picks up the phone to call son Yitzi. He thinks, let me try Yitzi again. Picks up, Yitzi picks up the phone. Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
All disoriented. Yitzi, where are you? Where are you? We're all looking for you. I'm coming to get you. Where are you? Where are you? Yeah, why? Why are you looking? Just tell me where you are. Send me a location. What's at the most location? They had EMS from New Brunswick find him.
Okay.
They found him right away. 5 minutes they were there. He already had state troopers on it. He had everybody on it already. And they flew him to HOP. He had emergency brain surgery.
Really?
And he came home this Thursday, but I'm saying he's all right. That blood vessel burst in his brain. And it's a miracle they found him when they found him. So, you know what I mean? The Eibishter.
You don't know who's
exactly. You just don't know. You just don't know. Okay, let's start the Mishnah. We have two Gishmak a block of learn. Let's see what we could do. Mishin is Chayev Pei Aleph. Mishin is Chayev Shtei Mises Bezdin. Midim Chamura. So you have two Mises Bezdin. You get the more stringent one. Of Averish is Chayev Shtei Mises Bezdin. One Averish is Chayev Shtei Mises Bezdin. And everyone's going to say what that is. Midim Chamura. I say, I mean, no. Midim Zikir Yishanish Baalah. The first Misa, the first that's coming to him, that's what he gets. How do you come at the same time? Why does it say it's Chamoy Saveish
Ish? I'm saying, but it's the same person, fine. But
same person.
Yeah, but how do you have the Zikr Rishonah? How do you get to have
it? Because if a guy, the Gemara says if a guy marries a lady and her mother is widowed, so she's not an Eish Ish, so right now what came, and then he has relations with this Chamoy Saveish. And sorry, and then she gets married.
And
he has relations with her. So the Isser Chamoisoy was first.
That's first,
right.
At this point when he's doing
this point is both, the same thing.
But which one came first?
Yeah. So the Gemara, Pshita, Elazguri Isger. Of course you get the more Chamo one. What are you going to say? The guy's going to gain on the deal? He does two Averas, so he gains? That's ridiculous. Yeah. He did something that's mechuyev chenek, and he's chayev. V'chazav av aver chamuro.
And he already got the avardino.
Right.
The avardino.
Right. V'chazav av aver chamuro. So that's gemino. Kiv the avardino aver kala high gaver katilu. He's a dead man. Kamash will not know. Now, Tois is the obvious question. One second, if he's a dead man, then the second edus he can never even get to the second miso because it's edus yatech lazima. Tois says, well, talking about the v'ater of kibecha. That he did in front of Bezdin, and Bezdin Mechuyev to eradicate him like we had before. So that's one case. And another case is that they could be machish the first Edom from the first Misa.
It's definitely possible that Nimrodina already said, well,
you can't.
Where was he exactly? He was in Bezdin, but was he?
He ran away, whatever. He told him he's coming back tomorrow for the Misa. He has to go take care of a few things.
He's coming back tomorrow, right? Because I'm all about
it. Yeah. I need to take care of a few items.
We'll call that the business.
Exactly. Before the death, I need to give over the business to someone so they don't lose the business. You know what I mean?
That's what
like I went to my friend through Nachum Abel. He says, "Yeah, I gave my business to my worker." He's like, "He probably gave everybody a raise." I come back, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, because then I'll be open.
Anyway, okay. Baimene avu der beis ba khama mrab bar nos mena ha mils hanin us Allah khoda if he was nigba dina al misakali he still got the khamar da mrab no mishis khash tem is bazen nim khamar de sev hoil ben parat shaifakh dam el haram al khamas is you ayu tim al gulum nasa ina hoil ben parat shaifakh dam masaif that's a guy who's a killer he gets saif is you ayu tim is wish is bkhanek that's gulum nasa ina zo avas kham maskilo bkhze mashumas kama bay Yeah, but skila, so you see that you get the chamadik thing, which is skila. So to go on Masgav, Nachman, Yitzchak, how do you know?
It's interesting that none of these over here are sreifa, to go ahead and tell you which one is the musa chamura, skila.
No, that so far we're going to skila is more chamura.
But I'd say if we don't have sreifa here.
Yeah. Yeah. Masgav, Rab, Nachman, Yitzchak, aim a kulba skila. How do you know? It's all remes. The apostle doesn't say anything.
Right.
Maybe everything was skila. What does it mean? V'hoi l'ben parah, tshevik dam, zeben tzare mara. The meskilo, Ezra, your team is an arm or the meskilo. The aglum was an arm, so the meskilo. So Gemara says, "Imkem makamash mecheskel." So what's he saying? So Gemara says, "Dilma Torah kamad." He's just trying to say that Allah is the Torah. Imkem ibar la duri keich dadur moshe benu. Say it straight out. What are you being the riddles? And they speak out that in Yecheskel they don't speak. If you look at different psukim, when it comes to other things of kashrut, they don't speak in riddles. So over here, the fact that it's spoken in riddles, it doesn't speak in riddles.
Yecheskel is usually very riddles.
But later on, somebody brings down Rashi. Somebody brings down that they don't speak in riddles when it comes riddles? To. Somebody
riddles?
Says it.
Riddles? Yes. No, in Yecheskel it's all riddles. That was a problem that they couldn't figure out. The guy had to lock himself up in the. In the upstairs for a year and a half to go figure out.
Somebody says they don't speak in riddles. There's one place that he doesn't speak it. When he comes to say something that from the Torah, that when the Cheskel is repeating something in the Torah, they say it straight out. Not in riddles. When it comes to Tumah, I think Tumah and Tahira. I saw that somewhere today. I don't remember.
Rashi, I
don't
see Rashi.
No, Rashi doesn't say it. Somebody says it. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Dorosh of Acha Bachanina Maidachsib El Harim Loy Ochal. What does that mean? That he didn't need the schus of the avoysov because he had his own merits. He didn't go with his head up. I went to Yitzchak Soloveitchik, so his when I was talking to him, his therapist came in because he has a therapist. He leans over his gemara for 85 years, so he's like that. So his therapist tried to. So he, as soon as this therapist comes in, a yeshiva guy, Israeli guy, but he stands up. And he tells him in Hebrew, and I'm good. So he says, yeah, but the cup, arosh, tzarich liot, arosh, lo lech lemala. Ayudi lo lech rosh lemala. Agav ze tov, aber arosh, mistakel lemata. I told his son, by the time this guy's finished being his therapist, he's going to join the koil, you know what I mean? He's giving him a musa shmus. Ketzer, v'shalei helpu kam iskufo, v'zezhrei eloi timei, shalei yored umnus chaveroi. And they speak out, there's no kunzel leolim. Means if I open a store in Lakewood and a guy from Brooklyn comes to open a grocery, he's not allowed. That's mamish, what do you call it? The masik gvul. We're talking about even a guy who's allowed to open a store, but he, in Taurus Chassidus, he says, I'm not going to go open the store because I feel bad. I don't want to take away the guy's parnaso. That's what we're talking about over here. And the next one is, even though he's an ani, he'll string zich ibn not take from tzedakah and let somebody else who's really poor. Take it. Why Ishtanida? Because Ishtanida, there's no, it doesn't hurt someone else. That's what they say. So over here also, it's a kupa tzedakah. So really, you could take it. But still, he's being. You get no leeway. It's like being in the Lakewood schools. It's one, over here means one also. Next.
He was going to say that you're allowed one of the arayas. What was his point?
No.
Obviously.
No, but he's saying that even one of them is the apostle's not referring to all. I understand. He's saying so. Same thing over here. It's not all. Doesn't mean all. So you don't have to worry. You're baicha because you think it's impossible to achieve this. One would be good also.
Over there.
Tanya. Ketzad. Amar Ketzad. Amar Yesi Nidim Zika Rishayna. Habalob. So what is it? Habalob Chamoisoi. V'nasei Shizish Nidim Chamoisoi. What about Eishes is Vinas Chamoisoi? She was first Eishes is. So neither measure this. I'm going to rather have the rubber. Chamois and Asish is Neil Chamois. Lead an army, so Asish is. Because we all remember the Gemara in Yavam Islam and Bez. Laha, when we're Rabbi Vom, why do we have Isra Moisiv? It's something called the Isra Moisiv. Isra Moisiv means that if you're Usr Al Chamois and now you became Asish is, now you ask yourself on the whole Klai show, that gives you, it's like a Migu almost. You're allowed, because of the Isra Moisiv, you'll be Chayiv again. So over here also, he holds the Isra Moisiv, so why are you not Chayiv? Two Mises. I'm going to have the break, betray Catholic, cut Pasley. What do you want to do? A dead man is a dead man. I mean, you're going to dead at him?
No.
How much dead at it is dead at it?
Around here, we can dead at it a second time. We know how.
Not Hamas. They killed 50 times the same person.
If a person could be 500 years old, we could kill him twice too.
Yeah. Misha Loka, Vishana. Okay. New Halacha. This is a very interesting Halacha. A guy is a repeat offender. He don't stop.
On just a lav, not even something.
On a lav of cars, the Gemara's going to say.
All specifically.
Has a lav of cars, yeah. Misha Loka Vashana, Bezna Machinus Akipa, you put him into the, give him the treatment. You shrink his stomach, and then you give him the challenge, and boom, he explodes. Machinus is Sa'irin, as she creates him as Bakas. So Gemara says, Misha Loka Vashana, Bezna Machinus Akipa, what's going on over here? What is, this is pretty surreal. I'm Rabbi Yermia, I'm Misha Malakish, Hacham Malkish of Krisis Askina, the Gavra Bakatolo, really is a dead man walking. The crew would lay Mikiv Kata. It just didn't happen yet. Given the Kumbatal and Avshay, this guy's going out, doing Averis like they're going out of style. So Makavino looked totally Louis. We say, you know what? We got to bring this death on you. I'm going to be active over here by the Khalifa, Ta, Azbulach, but Malkul Shakur's Achas. It's someone where he's doing one Avera, repeat. Same Avera. No, he's through the Qatar with the Mamatically. He's just testing the water. He wants to try this Avera, that Avera. He has relations with his sister and his mother-in-law, because they're all Croesus, you know what I mean? He's trying everything out.
He wants to tag all the Croesus.
Right, but if he does one Croesus a few times, that's where the problem is.
Then he's a repeat offender.
He's a repeat offender, exactly. If a guy does many Averas, that's just he's testing the water. Misha Laka Vashana, like if you go to every takeout place, you're just checking it out. Doesn't mean you're a foodie. Misha Laka Vashana, yeah. Misha Laka Vashana.
Foodie's a foodie.
Huh?
Foodie.
No. If you go and you're checking out all the takeout places, that means...
There's 39 milk places and 39 fleshy places in Lakewood.
That's it?
Just cafes and what's it called, and restaurants. There's 10 ice cream stores.
That's all?
And then pizza, besides pizza shops and...
Yeah.
No, it's with pizza shops, yeah.
That's not so much. I put a little while away.
78 restaurants?
Yeah. Milchik and Fleishik.
It's one per person on the block.
You need to break it down for Milchik and Fleishik, obviously.
Is that tomorrow's stuff?
Not yet. I'm almost there. Misha Loka Vashana.
The lights on, bring no food. I thought you were going to bring the food. It's ready for the guy who's going to bring the food.
Misha Loka Vashana. Shana Avgad Loi Shilash. Means even if you didn't do three times, only twice. Leimas is Loka Vashim Lil. Dear Vashim Lil. Amar Atlas Zimni Lab Zaka. It's three times a Kazaka. It's not twice.
But you don't do chazaka.
No, you do, because in order to make the guy kill the guy, you kill him because now he's a muxik that he's doing this.
We don't do muxik.
That's what it is.
What? Then obviously
he has to be a mischazaka rasha.
But it's not the world of Vashana. You don't have more than that. You don't have definitely more than
that. We're saying we're going like the man that holds that two is a chazaka. And that's why. That's what Gemara is trying to say. So Gemara says, no. No. He's not getting Malkus, but the Averi he already did three times. Two Malkus, then next Averi, then you put him into the keeper, give him the treatment. Solitary. Mezvei. Ava Averi sheyesh bo Malkus, pam rishayin v'shniya, Malkaroysa. V'shlishim kaitzolos hakipah. Aba shol oimer. Aba shlish Malkaroysa. Brevis kaitzolos hakipah. My love, v'kula ama Malkus machzikus. V'puks du, Rabbi Yerushim Mil, not the Averi. Kamifli. And Malkus, if it's three or four, loy. V'kula ama islu du Yerushim Mil. V'alchabal kamifli. Ma'ashava, Averi is machzikus. That's the machlokes. I have a Tanya, Hoshubay Vishasa, Kishubay Vehikin, Rashi, Pamisham Shni Masma, Shish Kosas Keeper. I'm sure my Abshish Masma by Reese Kosas Keeper. But also Malkus Lekas, no Malkus, so not even handling Malkus. Lame, like a Makamifli. What are they arguing in? I'm reading a Keeper Tsuk Astra Kamifli. It's questions if the Keeper needs Astra. One of them holds two of errors.
I'm going to warn the guy who's going to get into the box.
Right.
You have to warn him for the box.
Keeper, my keeper. What is this keeper business? And we know Malokim also is the
It's Eicher and Mizu. Where do you find this in the Torah? I'm shocked to Moses Rosh Ra. And how's that? See, what's the?
We say
Sashra,
the killer, the
Rasha. Right, Mishra Huxik Rasha. Mamma Shok's Mother said, Kigam, Loyoda, Adam is Eater, Kidogish and Chosm to the raw, Mamma to the raw. Mishra is Chiko. Chiko is the hook. So basically, a fish is swimming in the water. He sees a bait. He has no idea what's coming next. He bites the bait and then he gets hooked on. Hook, line, and sinker. So Mele gets hooked, line, and sinker. And he has no idea what's going on. Same thing with this guy. He gets stuck in this keeper, and he, before you know it, he's exploded. You give him the treatment. Ahoyrig nefesh loy be'edem. Listen to this one. A guy kills a person. Machinizos a keeper, machinizos a lechem tsar, or mayim lachatz. You do first the skinny shot, and then you give him the beans, and then his belly explodes. First you shrink his stomach, and then your belly explodes. How do you know he killed someone? If there's no edem, how do you know he killed someone? Can't be murder.
Lachem tzar said this is a different treatment than the beans.
We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about it. The Gemara is going to ask about it. Why don't we say it all? The Gemara says it's really supposed to say it everywhere. Amar Rav. Yeah. We'll see the Gemara in a minute. We'll see. Amar Rav. What happens is there's two Edom. Me and Bigel are standing on two opposite sides of the street. And we see the same action, but we're not together. So we can't kill him. Mishmul Amash Loib Asra. But that's right, we see it, but no, that's right. Because don't mind me, because this is ridiculous. But it's with a kiss, because I'm Isa Bodig, but Zakai, books it ain't him. So Melo, you can't kill him, but you know about it, you know that he killed. Well, Machir said, Lechem Tzar, Mayim Lachatz.
The point is to get the guy off. The point is that... When Zakai was with Henry, it's Sido Ha'idah.
Right, so he got him off that you can't kill him in Bezdin, but he still go to keep him.
No, that's like I said, but we're not considered that Bezdin that kills people. The whole
no,
thing is Sido Ha'idah, the Bezdin is going to save people, right? So and we said a person that kills one
right.
person every 7 years, that's a Bedlin Kaplanis.
And we brought a raya from the Mazaka that what's going on here.
So then we say, no, you're right. We're not going to kill him, but we're going to kill him. What does that mean? You're not going to kill him, but you're going to kill him?
I hear. Interesting. I didn't think of that. That's a good question. Write it down, Gary.
What?
Yes. Okay.
You know mice in Chevron? You know mice in Chevron? Chevron has a cycle, 7-8 years, like every yeshiva, you know? So there's a guy there, he never made it. He's, you know, a mediocre guy. He's been there already 3 cycles. He's sitting there, and, you know, nothing, he never really got much of excitement there. And he's learning with the guy, and all of a sudden, the guy next to him asks a shiloh, a good kash and a sugya. And the whole Beis Medrash roars up in a tumult. It's phenomenal. The place is rocking. And this guy is a chosh of a guy, you know. He says, you know what, I have a great idea. He goes home. And started the Gemara. He writes down the Shiloh. 7 years. He's going to hit the Shiloh and he's going to be the roar of the shul.
Yeah.
So, Kachav, he writes it down. You know, with a note. Make sure you ask the Shiloh. 7 years comes, he's waiting, he's been waiting for 7 years. 7 years comes, learns Chavrusa, and he says, I'm ready to shadow. Huh? I says, all right, what are you so excited about? Nah, you know what he told her. Goes to the next guy. I says, hey, it's a good shadow, let's go right there, you know? He goes, makes a rounds, and he's like,
nobody's just followed this time.
And he's depressed like crazy. He's like, last time this guy became famous in yeshiva, and I waited 7 years for this moment, and I can't even get a guy to say it's a good kasha. So he goes to the yeshiva, he says, Chatur Namaskar Yerim, tells him what happened. What's going on? He said, that's the difference of generation of 7 years for the Eisha Torah, how it's Neskaten. He says, generations go down. The difference between 7 years and now in the Beis Medrash, that's the difference. At 7 years ago, when a guy asked a bum bakasha,
the place went crazy.
And you, 7 years later, down, oh, yeah, that's good. That's not right. Nishkeferlich. That's what he told me. But basically, so wait 7 years, Gary, ask this question, we'll see what happens. I hope we have pizza in 7 years when we ask this question. Maybe we'll be able to answer like a match, because we're starving.
We wouldn't have come up with this question if we were busy stuffing
up. No, we're starving. We can't think.
This is right after the pizza.
We're pizzaed out. Pizzeria. Anyway, next. Machilas alechem tzarim ayim lachatz. Gemara asks a question. Mashna halchah the tonim noisim alechem tzarim ayim lachatz. You give the skinny shot, you shrink the belly. Or mashna also the tonim machilas asar not chasing his pakas. Mamshach, do you do the glop eye treatment? Do you shrink the belly? I'm sure you eat the noisim alechem tzarim ayim lachatz. Shuk them ma'ainoi. How the machilas asar not chasing his pakas. Basically, this is the treatment. The mahalach is to shrink the belly. So once the guy's belly, so it must take a while because you can't shrink a belly in 5 minutes. How long does it take to shrink the belly? I'm trying to shrink my belly. I'm trying to shrink my belly for 20 years. I mean, I can't shrink it. How do you shrink a belly?
Because you're feeding yourself to a glop bite.
How do you shrink a belly? What do you do?
The lechem is carbs.
Lechem is carbs.
But a little bit.
So wait, little carbs?
Yeah, carbs is not the enemy, by the way. Carbs so, is very good. If you don't have carbs, you have energy. No, you want the sugar also. You want the insulin.
Carbs
is
the quantity.
Spike.
Carbs is the quantity.
Yes.
So what? So lechem tsar, what does tsar mean?
A little small amount.
Well, mayim lachatz, what's mayim lachatz? So that's a problem. You can't drink a little
bit. What's your father have to say about this?
Then you have a little bit of
that you're going to implode. Okay, Zot Gemara right there. Goyim is a kosva, ksoy, ksova. Guy steals a kelim from the Beis Hamikdash. I'm a kal b'koysim. We'll see what that means. He koyses Hashem with a magician. Aboy laramis. Kanoin poigamoy. You got to go out. You beat the dickens out of the guy. And you saw by Pinchas. Right? Pinchas went. We'll see tomorrow's Gemara. We're learning it now. He went into the field. There's a whole sugya over here about how Pinchas, what happened, when with Pinchas.
Gives it a whole story.
The whole story.
The whole Yosef and Azil.
Right.
Why is it different? It's because
it's a great story. I look like a cult leader.
It's good. It's a great Gemara.
Let's see. We'll see the Gemara. We'll see the Gemara. I didn't find it so bad.
Exactly. It was the Kol Hashem.
I found it very good, actually.
He brings all the
Yerushim
with the sticker,
did it
fall off?
Well, the Yerushim says 10, 12. The Gemara says only 7.
Only
7? Yeah. Yerushim is 12.
Very different.
Okay, let's see. 10 or 12? I think 12.
The doorway rolls up.
I think 12. I think 12.
We'll
see. Koyin Shishimish Vatoma. Einach Lakahana. Listen to this one.
He's going to make us animations for it.
Oh, yeah. Koyin Shishimish Vatoma. Einach Lakahana. Listen to this one. They don't take him out to Beis Din. You beat the dickens out of the guy.
With the baseball bat.
With the baseball bat. This is how it used to be. In my days, this is how it was. You don't call authorities. The guy doesn't behave. You take him to the back. You beat him up. He wobbles home somehow. And that's it. It was over. You didn't hear a word from the guy for 20 years. Okay, my kosovo. What's this kosovo? What is this? I'm in the you get killed. I'm a kal b'koysim. What does it mean?
But this is
it's a ramus.
Yeah, but it's a ramus. You don't have azar minayin and finish minayin. All these kind of things you don't have over there.
No.
There's no reason.
Now it's interesting. Kanoim poigamboy is only if they do it on their own. I saw this in the Rambam.
By the way, that's a very precautionary pinchas. Because pinchas asked Moshe first.
Wait, he wasn't talking about this.
He didn't ask.
We'll see. Yeah, but we'll see the Gemara. We'll see the Gemara.
Since
you're
the one who came up with it, you have the right to
go
do it.
We'll see. Wait. You got to see the Gemara. Okay, you're on to something, but you see the Gemara. It's only. I mean, if I go over and tell you, hey, by the way,
you can't discuss it.
Look what's going on.
You have to be upgraded.
A guy called me today about a kanoi or something. Wants me to get involved. I said, yeah,
in Sheep Shop? It says, when you got Rambach the other day, an MSD kanoi does not have the Rambach in his hand already. He's not looking for
it. No, what the Gemara says, that you don't take it in the Mismatch. That's the Gemara's right.
I'm talking most of it. A real kanoi doesn't walk around with the thing.
He's waiting.
That's like the guy in Chevron. The guy in Chevron wrote down the Shiloh. You know what I mean?
A real kanoi doesn't start that. He's a regular guy who has a kanoi struggling for trouble. It's not a guy looking for trouble with the Rambach in his hand.
He's always walking around with a stick. He's waiting.
Okay, let's go. We got a lot to do tonight. You guys are heading down the wrong track here. Now, Mikhail, B'Koysim, Tony Reisif.
Do you want to order him the pizza?
Yaakov Koysim, you might need something else here. Bring the Chassan Rabbi here. Yaakov Koysim as Koysmoy.
Okay.
That you say,
Hashem.
Rabbanim, which is Hashem. Rabbanim, Vitim, Rabbanim, Aro, Yomri. No. He's not using Yukivovke. No. Rabbi Aro, Yaakov Koysim, Loi, Vilikoinoi, Vilmikinoi. He says he uses him and for his master, which is Hashem.